I want to discuss the West Coast situation before we get to Brad Hardy, from Brownlow medalist and man who knows all things about football in the West. I want to hear Glenn Jakovich with Brad on 6PR on Sunday evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jack,
definitely.
You think it's time for Adam Simpson to go?
He can't continue.
So he has to go now, does he?
Yep.
In your mind?
Yeah, well, something has to happen. The club has to come out, defend that, talk to their supporters. But not everyone keeps their job. And continuing to next week against Essendon, I can't see that happening.
And you can see, in all honesty, that Adam Simpson, his time is up.
Unfortunately, yeah, it is. You can't. Something has to give. That cannot continue. We came today thinking a competitive game between the 7th, 8th, and 18th side. 116-point loss, the fifth worst in the club's history, against Hawthorn, who are just going. Sorry.
Glenn Jakovich there. Brad Hardy is part of that conversation at 6PR on Sunday evening with Mark Reddings. And Brad Hardy himself has been good enough to join us this morning on the line, part of the 6PR commentary team. Good morning, Brad.
Very good morning, Harp and Scotty. Good to be with you, boys.
It is a pleasure to have you on board. Now, we were talking about David Koch there, the chairman of Port Adelaide, talking about Ken Hinckley this morning. We saw from West Coast situation, their chairman getting involved. Paul Fitzpatrick has backed Adam Simpson to guide the club through the rebuild, and chief executive Trevor Nisbet. Is that going to happen, Brad?
At this stage, it will, yeah, boys. You know, look, you're talking about, for want of a better term, Scotty, a cartel over there. It's run by some faceless men behind the scenes. They pull all of the strings. It's a different setup to most, you know, AFL clubs in Melbourne and others, you know, because they're very rich and they're very belligerently arrogant. That's the word, because, you know, they will say, oh, well, wouldn't Fremantle like to have four cups and 100,000 members and some in the wings and, you know, 40 million in the bank and all of that sort of stuff. But, yeah, I think they've, whatever changes will be made in the future, Harp, will be controlled and controlled by those faceless men. And at the moment, Adam Simpson's part of that clan.
Brad, is it in Simpson's interest to stay?
No, look, Jack and I are on that. On weekend together, and Scotty, you'll probably like this. I was saying at the time that a lot of our older listeners pass, and we've got a few of them. The bottom line is that in 1972, the AFL ran a federal election. Remember that catchy slogan? It's time. Well, it's time for Adam. It's time to go. I mean, I heard what you say. He's won 5 out of the last 40. They've taken their eye off the ball since they won the 2018. They were much fated, and plaudits were given to them, Scotty, and rightfully so back then, but they've really lost the plot since then. This isn't just come overnight. This has been coming over a series of 2 or 3 years. I've been saying that, but it's typical of a hard-headed management. You know, it's not a good idea, and it's just their idea. And, you know, they can't be told, and they just haven't this. And you've got 7 blokes or more, over 30, recurring soft tissue injuries, Nat Nui, who knows if he's going to play again. They're really in a bind, in a mess, and one player, you know, the number one generational player next year is not going to change that overnight.
Yeah, so aging superstars who don't get out of the park. I mean, it's a huge problem for West Coast. So there's a few layers to this whole conversation. It's high performance, it's medical, it's coaching, it's talents, list management, it's all that stuff, all the things that make up a footy club. The thing with Simo, Brad, is I used to play with Simo back in the old days as a teenager. I've known him for a long time. His demeanour has seemed to have changed, even just through games. His demeanour's changed to a point where it looks like he's devoid of answers with this group. So, I mean, that's got a shelf life, because the players start to sense that too, and then the whole wheel can turn.
I agree. And look, I love Simo too, because I remember when he's a glass collector at the Turf Club Hotel across the road from you, Blake. I mean, God almighty, we go back a long way. It's not about Harp and Hardy versus and Gullen versus personality. It's not that. We've got to judge people on their performance in their chosen work. And you know, he is bereft. And what I don't see also, Scotty, is the fact that even the assistant coaches, this is not a drive-by, it's just common fact, you see the kids run out on the ground. Yeah, they're not ready yet, but who's making them ready? You know, they look so embattled. I mean, Josh Roffham a few weeks ago against Charlie Curnow. You know, like, they got beaten by 108 points that day, and then they followed up. They got, you know, Richmond beat them in 5 minutes in the third quarter at the MCG, and they lost that one by 40-odd points. And then the Gold Coast Suns come across and have their biggest win in history at home by 70 points. And then you go down there, and as Jacko said, 17 versus 18. We thought, well, we don't expect them to win, but we expect a bit of a contest to lose by that much. Who is teaching these kids? Who are giving them the techniques and the strategies to try and be able to play, you know, against some of these bigger-bodied and more seasoned footballers that are going around in other teams? I just don't know. I think they're being poorly coached all round. And, you know, from that point of view, you need a circuit breaker, and that's why he needs to go. He's not going. You know, Nissi may well go next year as well. Look, they'll make changes, but as I say, everybody who gets changed will be, there'll be someone parachuted in. And the Eagles, unlike the Gold Coast Suns, unlike the GWS Giants, unlike St Kilda, who are controlled by the AFL essentially because of the money in the purse strings, you know, there's a 6-month course for the coaches, you know, to go in those clubs, and that's easy done. Whereas this one, he's signed till the end of 2025, and he will, you know, it'll be a fair negotiation for them to get out of this one. But if Adam decided, as you said, Harp, and said, listen, I just don't think I've got it in me anymore, I don't think they'll be knocking it back, put it that way.
And Trevor Nisbet, like you mentioned, Brad, I mean, that intrigues me. He's been there, I think, since 99.
And yep.
They've admitted they need to freshen the place up, but we're going to wait 18 months.
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's the other cry. And look, the problem is that, you know, Scotty, you've seen it with the Bulldogs, you've seen it with Richmond, with Bruce Monteith and Rangy and that over the journey. I mean, there is a group of West Coast Eagles, you know, those superstars from the 90s who are, you know, increasingly itchy, but no one comes forward. You know what I mean? Jacko's the first one, and someone's been doing it for a little while, but Jacko came forward on the weekend. They're all a bit reticent to be able to put their hand up and look for changes because they know how difficult it is. It's not a voting system. It's they cherry pick who they want, and that's the problem. And Nizzy's was going to move on after the transition from Subiaco half to Optus, but then they won the flag.
Yep. You
know? And everybody went again, you know. And they've been delusional, boys, on their list and where it's been at.
Yeah.
I mean, even this year, coming in, you know, they won 2 games last year and they still signed up blokes like Shuey and co. And Shannon Hearn goes around again. They've been magnificent warriors, don't get me wrong. But really, I mean, with soft tissue injuries, north of 30, you know, hunger quite not there. Deary me, talk about risk management, poor.
Well, the sad thing is, Brad, is that it looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better. Because those ageing guns, who now they haven't been out there, so it's not a huge problem on field at the moment, but even just from experience perspective and around the club, it's going to get worse before it gets better. So they're a long way from being at the bottom, I reckon.
Yeah, look, I mean, they're pretty close, but, you know, you're right. They're not completely rock bottom. I mean, as I say, there's probably 8 of those kids that play on the weekend, or 8 of those players, won't be there next year. Now, that might be a combination. How far forward is Gaff gone? I mean, really. I mean, yeah. They lack leadership. You know, it's everybody. Look, the thing about living in Perth, as you know, in a 2-team town, they've always been terribly well-fated. They've been well looked after. They get the adoration. But even the most staunchest West Coast Eagles supporters, they don't accept that, you know, now. They're saying, oh, hang on a minute. You know, when are we going to... Do you think poor old Michael Voss is under pressure at Carlton? Well, you want to be in Perth. When the Perth fans start to turn, and the Fremantle have already been there, we know that. So when they turn.
Yeah, well, Adam Simpson's got, as you say, end of 2025, he's got 2.5 years or so to go. It's about 1.6 or more, they reckon, to get him out of it if they want to do that right now. So there's a bit to play out, but at this stage, from what you're hearing, that Trevor and Simo will still be hanging around for a bit of time to get this through, see this through.
Well, their thoughts are that, you know, what's the point? Well, the point is that you've got to teach these kids. You've got to come in with a fresh voice. You've got to come in with someone who's got a little bit more enthusiasm and a little bit more better body language than what Adam's got at the moment. As you say, he's crestfallen. There's no doubt about that. He's bereft of ideas. He's bereft of answers. And that's not a nice place to be. You've been a coach, Carhart. You know how difficult it can be. So from that point of view, yeah, they should be, but they won't be because that's the sort of belligerent club that they are. As I say, the arrogance is there. They will not be told what to do. And the more you suggest, the more likely they are unlikely to do what you suggest. So from that point of view, I think they're going to stick fat with him for the time being. But as I say, you know, if sometime down the track, and look, the dominoes started to fall. And we've sensed this for about a month now. We've been on Hardwick Watch. I'd be watching the Gold Coast Suns right now. I'd certainly be watching Port Adelaide right now. And the West Coast Eagles should be, and this is what I said all along, they should be positioning themselves, Scotty, to be there, Johnny, on the spot. Because when the first domino's already fallen with Hardwick, with a great man he's been, a great coach, opportunity arises, you know, there'll be a scramble. Don't worry about that. There'll be a scramble for Hardwick and there'll be a scramble for others.
There's movement at the station, no doubt about it. Great to chat to you as always. Get some insight from the West. Brad, go well, mate. Chat soon.
All the best, boys. Have a great chat.
Good start. Brad Hardy, Brownlow medalist, big part of the 6PR commentary team, does a great job with all the latest news from the West.